concluding. Thanks for joining us in Trevi Group full year result presentation. Joining me today are Javier Porti, the Group CFO, and Joseph Mastragostino, Investor Relations Manager. Let's go and let's start to go through the presentation that I believe everyone has received, starting from slide 3. And let me start by saying that we have put together this new presentation format to better convey to the market the full year results of 2014, as well as describe all the group's divisions. On this slide, you will appreciate our four divisions and their respective annual revenue. So starting from Trevi, the division registered about 487 million euros during 2014. This is one of the highest ever results in the last years. Rima came at 427 million euros, just shy of last year's all-time high. Swimex shows some sign of recovery with respect to last year and registered 231 million euros of revenues. Lastly, Petra manages to the highest level of revenue for a division of all times coming, plus 21% with respect to last year at about 144 million euros. Overall, Trevi Group's total revenue were 1.25 billion euros for 2014. It is a good result for the group as a whole, we believe. On the slide 4 and 7 and this following slide, we clearly appreciate better maybe the divisions one by one, looking at the Trevi Special Foundation Services around the world, geotechnical, environmental, construction, big foundation, marine works, and Soymec with the full range of equipment required for underground engineering activity, position and technical works. With the Dreammec, the European largest rig manufacturer for oil and gas exploration and production activity. And Petrovan, you know, our drilling service company with 17 rigs in operation in South America. To go on page 8 and page 9, in this slide we show our new way of divisional report. Given the significant growth in our major business, we now report trade and soilmec together, including the foundation sector, while Dreammec and Petrovan are to be found in the more proper sector of oil and gas. In these two slides, we appreciate the new geographical distribution of our company, given the new full year 2014 reporting. No major changes from last year, so different way to show our activities. Slide 11. Look at the results key highlights. 2014 was a year of stable revenue and significant growth in the net profit. Overall, 1.1 billion euros solid the backlog, plus 26% compared to last year. The order backlog has registered strong growth with key strategic contracts. Service division performed well with sound margins. Good delivery continued in the execution of special production works. Strong order intake in Dreammec division over 300 million euros. Order acquired primarily in the North Africa and the Middle East, supported by also lower cost of extraction. Bottom line were attractive with 34 million euro of net profit, plus 77% compared to last year. Here the business operation and large international footprint benefit group's performance. Group favorably exposure to the strengthening of the US dollar. Future benefit is expected. The business, given this international presence, so future banks can also given the stress of the U.S. dollar. Many new opportunities in the foundation business continue to arise, with the first quarter's order intake well above budget value. Continuing with page 12, with the main discussion points. Year-end performance was characterized by Greater in-house work execution, which resulted in also lower minority interest. Everybody remember that last year we had a higher percentage of work carried out in the joint venture with important minority interest. Oil and gas division performance was hindered by the abrupt reduction in oil price. Again, everybody aware of what happened since September last year. Net financial position increased due to delayed payment from the oil and gas division, given greater uncertainty in the market. Recovery in the ceramic division is still witnessing a slow growth, but the growth is there. Strong investment in research and development in Greenmaker, especially for prototype construction for short-term business opportunity that we see in the market. Negotiating and partnering with the regional national oil companies for Greenmaker is another major point of interest for us. If you go to slide 13, these are some of the financial highlights that will be explored better by Daniele Forti later on. Let's continue on page 14, where we try to summarize some company facts, starting with 49% of market composition of our shareholders. Group established in 1957, listed from 1999, valuation of about 450 million as of today. And fully integrated special foundation service and oil and gas company. Some of this information are well known to someone, but not to everybody. Important to mark what is listed on the right side of the slide. 12% average 14 years margin, EBITDA margin, which is an important achievement for the group and a constant achievement in the years. And some factors that characterize our activity worldwide, strong experience in advanced repair works and construction in 172 dams worldwide executed by the group. First group, as I said before, in oil and gas activity as a rig manufacturer in Europe. Strong experience of training. As I said, in dance, in the metro, and in marine projects around the world. If you look at page 15, let's go through group division overlook, starting from trading. What we want to highlight is a solid order backlog. Very strong order intake in areas such as Middle East and also North Africa. Greater demand for marine transportation and metal works. Increased with long-term visibility of the division. Infrastructure sector improving and wider international reach. New opportunity under negotiation at the moment to guarantee growth for 2015. Also something to highlight. What we notice is a private development building activity reached a strong momentum, especially in the last quarter. As to Petrobrand, double-digit growth in sales for 2014, attractive marginality, 70 rig under operation, as I said before, but also we have to notice more challenging environment. I mean, 2015, given the current dynamics of oil price. Let's go to Greenmaker on slide 16. Strong revenue generation in the first quarter of the year. Over 300 million euro of newly acquired orders in North Africa and Middle East, is supported by lower extraction costs in this region. So this is a region that continues to invest in exploration and production activity. Uncertainty in market given the sudden drop in the oil price, talking about the worldwide market. Marginality affected by higher activity in the prototype engineering manufacturing, what I was mentioning also before, and the current Russian sanction in growth and developing opportunity in this part of the market was an interesting part of the market for us when we were looking at the 2014 opportunity. So this has slowed down. I hope to be recovered shortly. Grain Salmic and other phytosanitary revenue increase with respect to the previous year, notwithstanding the construction activity in the Italian market that is still very weak, US, UK, and France in Europe perform well, as well as also some part of the Middle East area. Action of reduction of inventories while maintaining volume of sales are showing their positive effects at the moment. I would like now to have the very important to continue with the presentation.
Thank you, Stefano. I'd like to stress that the 2014 revenues were 1,251,000,000 euros versus 1,276,000,000 euros of 2013, more or less the same amount of revenues. EBITDA was 126,000,000 euros versus 144,000,000 euros of last year. EBIT 63,000,000 euros versus 80,000,000 euros of the same period last year. Net profit was 24,000,000 euros versus 14,000,000 euros of last year. As you already know, the backlog was 1,107,000,000 euros and the net financial position 379,000,000 euros. Capital employed in 2014 was euro 1,046,000,000. Equity reached 667,000,000 euros. The net debt to EBITDA ratio was at the end of 2014 three times, and the net debt equity ratio came in at 0.57 times. Total employees at the end of 2014 were 7,493. I'd like to highlight that net differences on exchange were, in the second half of 2014, 5,758,000. A very big improvement in this line of our profit and loss account. This is due to the fact of the evolution of the positive strength increase of the dollar with respect to euro, on which we bet only partially hedging against exchange rate. Substantially, these difference on exchange should be considered as part of the operative margin, EBIT, as it will be in the future, considering that the dollar has become stronger and stronger since the beginning of the current period. Secondly, I'd like to highlight that there is a reduced amount of taxes. This is due mainly to the fact that the revenue was got mainly in foreign markets where the tax rate is substantially reduced with respect to the to Italy and the Western world, and that we operated mainly harbor works, maritime works, in free zone areas with a very reduced amount of tax burden. In addition to that, we obtained from various Inland Revenue Department tax credits for the R&D activity and the restitution of the taxes accounted for in preceding years. Also, minority interest was substantially reduced. As Stefano has already highlighted, we operated in a few number of joint ventures as it was expected. So the margins that we got were maintained inside the group, and this is reflected through the distribution of a reduced amount of interest to minorities at year. On the following slide, you can see the revenue by division before and after consolidation. The trading division registered €486.6 million plus 0.9 versus the same period last year. Tetravan had the revenues of €144.6 million, increasing 20.6% with respect to last year. So I met €231.3 million, increasing about 5% versus 2013. And Dream at €446.8 million, minus 13.2% versus last year. The group's two point of views show on the right part of the slide that the service sector accounted to 49% of total revenues, while the mechanical sector accounted to 51%. On the other side, the oil and gas sector accounted to 44%, while the core business accounted to 56%. The backlog, as mentioned previously, was €1,107 million, registering a 26.2% increase with respect to last year. On the right, we provide a split by division, and looking at the three divisions, its backlog accounted for 43% of the total. Tetravan 17%, Dream at 35%, and Storm at 5%. In addition, we also provide a split of the backlog by geographical area. As you can see, some of the most important areas are Latin America, the Middle East, and Asia, accounting to 26.5% and 29.4% of the backlog, respectively. Going to slide number 21, the net financial position at the end of 2014 was €379.3 million, with a negative cash flow of €95 million. We highlight the substantial amount of investment, which was almost €95 million, gross of depreciation and amortization. We also highlight that a substantial part of the net investment was in R&D, and it is shown in the balance sheet among the intangibles. It's true that the expected net financial position at the end was believed around €80 million lower. This difference is due to delays in collection from clients, mainly of Dream, due to the turmoil in the oil market. Going to slide 22, here are the key financial ratios. The first two ratios, that is net financial position / EBITDA, is around 3 times, and net debt ratio is 0.6 times. These two first ratios are to be deemed very strong. The third one is the EBITDA slash net financial position, which is around 4 times. And it is expected to improve greatly in 2015 because of the reductions in net financial charges that are expected. In slide number 23, we look at equity and the net financial position. It must be pointed out that the steep increase in total equity is attributable to the profit of the year. For 40 million euro is attributable to the increase in the conversion reserve, and for 192 million euros is attributable to the risk on per share capital increase completed in mid-November 2014. We believe that the financial position of Stredi Group is now very strong, and we are prepared to face the challenges that the market could present to us. In terms of the foundation sector, Stredi plus Solmec, the revenues generated were €703 million in 2014. Both the divisions registered an increase in revenue. The EBITDA margin was equal to 11.5% and the EBIT margin came in at 4.5%. This is the first time that we present to the analysts this type of segmentation. We believe that it is an answer to questions, to requests that many times were asked to us, because the core business and the old sector could be looked at separately. So we would like to offer you this opportunity and to maintain this type of segmentation in the future. I'd like to say that the margin in the two divisions of the core business were substantially different. Trade EBITDA was 14% and is maintained at a very high level. Solmec was 5.4%, and we think that it will improve dramatically in 2015 because Solmec will benefit greatly from a stronger dollar. In slide 25, we present you the oil and gas sector. Drillnet plus Petrobrand recorded €567 million euro in 2014. The EBITDA margin was equal to 8.2% and the EBIT margin came in at 5.2%. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin America accounts for 46%, the USA and Canada 4%, Europe 10%, and the Middle East and Asia 27%. Following on slide 29 is the breakdown by geographical area. As you can see, on the right, Africa generated €154 million in 2014, an increase with respect to the same period last year of €141 million. The main geographical player was without any doubt Latin America, which accounted to €372 million versus €341 million last year. In the area, a high degree of business is being brought forward, both in the construction. The Middle East performed very well with €284 million versus €257 million of last year. I'd like to pass the word again to Stephen for this answer. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Let's continue with the presentation. Before looking at slide 27 with the difference in guidance and actual, I would like to go through some of the slides from page 28 and then we go back to page 27. So quickly provide a sample of the key projects that have characterized the full year 2014 So it's a quick Trevi Group world tour, starting from these projects in Trevi divisions on page 28 and 29. We're talking about major infrastructure projects, in this case in Kuwait, for the longest bridge under construction today in the world. Projects in the U.S., this is the Washington project for the Suez Authority. Again, bridges in Kuwait, is Marine Corps, where we are very strong, very active at the moment in all the Middle East. Again, special foundation projects in Dubai, our strong presence in Dubai since 1973. Go back again to the States. On page 32, this is one of the latest Corps of Engineers projects awarded to Trevi last year, where operations have started with this technology called Hydromoon. Middle East again, bridge in Abu Dhabi on page 33. SOIMEC activity in all Middle East, again starting from the Doha Metro in the United Kingdom, with the new generation of rigs at the moment in the market in the UK. Again, new generation of drilling rigs from SOIMEC. Just to remember that SOIMEC did the strong investments in updates of the old fleet. Picture of page 37 in the BRIMEC. Is the HH300, one of the latest offshore rigs provided to SOCAR. Order in the oil and gas sector for about 280 million was mentioned before, talking about project for NFOR in Algeria, part of Sonatrach. And again, we have Petrobras new drilling records in South America. So this was just a quick work tour. Let's go to page 37 and to the conclusions. So, as you have seen, we have reached more or less the same level of revenue as projected in 2014, with a better than expected net profit, even if margins were lower than expected. And with the financial position that has increased for the reasons that I explained before. For guidance of 2015, we expect revenue in 2015 to be in line with the level of 2014, and also margins and with the net debt to increase slightly by year and due to the conditions of the, especially of the oil and gas market. We are aware that the stock price is already discounting the negative outlook in the oil division, but we believe that also the series in the results of 2014 and the order backlog for 2015, we believe that there are opportunities ahead of us also in this sector. So I don't know if there are questions and answers for Joseph.
Yes, thank you, Stefano. So many of the questions that we received were answered both by Stefano and Dr. Forti. In particular, there were some questions again on the guidance, and as you just mentioned, we provided some color, but we will provide even more during the presentation in Milan in the next month of April. So stay tuned. So we will try to give you more granularity on what the actual outlook for 2015 is. By all means, I mean, we have understood what the group has come with in 2014. unfortunately, during the fourth quarter, we've had this unforeseen drop in the oil prices, and this has, to some extent, changed a little bit the perimeter and the scope of what 2014 figures could have been, in particular with respect to the guidance. But in 2015, we're very well positioned, in particular in the services side, in the trading side of the business. And even going through those slides that Stefano went through, you can actually see that a lot of the activities are coming from key areas. And this was one of the questions that was actually asked. In particular, where do we foresee growth for the group? We're looking at the Middle East. We're looking at, of course, the northern part of Africa, and to some extent also areas of the United States where construction is actually picking up with respect to the previous years. So there were some questions regarding working capital, but Dr. Forkey actually addressed them and how these impacted in terms of late payments during 2014. So those were the main questions that we had. We will try to outreach to the financial community with more continuity. Should you have any other questions, we are here to answer and to give you more information. Stefano?
Okay, thanks, Joseph. Thank you for joining us for this full year 2013 results conference. Any other further inquiries, you might have, please refer to the investor and later Joseph. I wish you all a pleasant evening. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you.